Good morning and a very warm welcome to St. Stephen Walbrook for our Tuesday reflection, which today is based on the first five verses of the Bible, right at the start of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Let there be light. God speaks the essence of creation into being. Life is switched on. It's the start of God's ongoing dialogue with his beloved creation. And this Lent, we're celebrating and reflecting on the gift of the whole of creation, guided by the Archbishop's Lent book, saying Yes to Life by Ruth Valerio, which is wonderfully well written. As we look towards the cross and the resurrection at the end of Lent, the means of our redemption, we should remind ourselves of the wisdom of the Kenyan theologian Samson Gito, who explains that there can be no redemption without creation. And also, as Paul writes in his letter to the Colossians, Jesus died to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, all things, the whole of creation, not just humans. This is God's beloved creation, and our destiny is to be in a perfected, redeemed version of creation when heaven and earth are joined at the end of time. Light is the lifeblood of creation in two ways, through its physical energy and as a metaphor for the life of God. Of course, we take light for granted at the miraculously perfect distance of 92 million miles from the sun. The sun provides light and energy. We humans only experience a fraction of the remarkable spectrum of light, infrared, ultraviolet, known to other creatures. In celebration of its crucial life-giving power, the sun provides the most glorious displays across the sky, as Lee and I were discussing earlier on. Light from the sun interacts with the most ordinary objects to provide remarkable sights. The railway tracks, the wires over the railways, the most ordinary buildings in the city, when the light catches them, they're suddenly alive in a different way. And it points to how God's life transforms the ordinary, transforms us when we allow it. But we can so easily inhibit the flow of this light. Watching the Crown recently, I was reminded of the destructive power of the impenetrable smogs in the 1950s and 60s in London, driven by the intense coal burning. The smog of December 1952 killed around 12,000 people and provided medical conditions for another 100,000. I've been loitering around the city for 30 years, and it is quite remarkable how the light and air quality has improved. There never used to be very clear sunlight. There was always a haze. Improvements have been made, but still 2 million Londoners live in toxic air. I lived in Singapore for 6 months, and for much of that time, the light was badly affected by smoke from the burning of the Indonesian rainforest. And Ruth Valerio points out that air pollution around the world and the use of kerosene lamps to provide light rather than electricity kill more people than malaria, smoking, and HIV combined. Around 8.2 million people in the report in the Times this morning. Provision of electricity for light and power is the biggest contributor to CO2 production. The IPCC, the United Nations body for climate change, estimates that if global production of CO2 is not reduced by 45% in 10 years, 100 million people will be pushed back into poverty. Crop yields will reduce by 5%, and all coral reefs around the world will be lost. As the fifth richest economy in the world, and as a country that has burned fossil fuels in significant quantities for longer than any other country, we have a deep obligation to be urgently radical through lifestyle change, as Philip was reflecting last week very honestly on our level of carbon generation, prioritizing investment in renewable sources of power by setting an example to the world and working to assist other countries, particularly developing countries, to generate renewable energy and related technologies. Valerio reflects on God's likely bemusement about how slow we've been to harness the power of sun, moon, wind, and sea for power generation. As Christians, knowing the God-appointed basis as our role as carers in his creations, these radical developments need to be a key, integral part of our ministry as a church. Because the church at best has been distinctly sluggish in waking up to this part of what we are all about. We're called to be part of God's ongoing dialogue with creation, being part of the light of his life, and stopping to be amazed at the beauty, the life-giving power of light, and reflecting on our responsibilities towards it. So let us take a few moments to reflect on our responsibilities as carers of creation. So let us pray. Our prayer this morning is, Father, Lord of all creation, shine your light in our darkness. Father, Lord of all creation, shine your light in our darkness. Some words of Francis of Assisi. O Most High, Almighty, good Lord God, to you belong praise, glory, honor, and all blessing. Praised be my Lord God with all creatures, and especially our brother the sun, which brings us the day and the light. Fair is he, shining with a very great splendor, O Lord, he signifies you to us. Father, we thank you for speaking creation into being, for the gifts lavished upon us, and particularly your gift of light. Forgive us for our selfish excess consumption and abuse of these gifts. Inspire and guide us in adapting our lifestyles, in supporting initiatives to develop sustainable energy. Father, Lord of all creation, shine your light in our darkness. Bless the leaders of the world and the leaders of business in their decision-making. May they realize the urgency of reducing CO2 production, of working to reduce air pollution, furthering innovation in clean energy. May working to combat climate change bring the nations of the world closer through collaboration. Father, Lord of all creation, shine your light in our darkness. And we pray for all those suffering from light and air pollution, those in poverty relying on dangerous and polluting sources of power, and all those suffering from the effects and the threat of climate change. Inspire and galvanize your church in proclaiming the imperative to be loving, selfless stewards of your creation. Father, Lord of all creation, shine your light in our darkness. We pray for ourselves. We pray for the concerns on our minds, for all those we love and for all those we are worried about, for the challenges of today. Walk alongside us. Help us to be agents of your light in all that we do. Father, Lord of all creation, shine your light in our darkness. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all those whom you love, today and always.